Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're about a week away from the beginning of July, so I want to start with a quick reminder of some important upcoming deadlines. First of all, if you are planning to bring exhibits or show livestock at either the Iowa State Fair or the Cass County Fair, remember that all Iowa State Fair entries for livestock need to be completed by the 1st of July. Any entries for the Cass County Fair in 4-H or FFA, whether those be activities such as Share the Fun or Clothing Selection, Queen Contest, and all of those livestock entries need to be entered by July 2nd. Livestock entries do need to come through your club leader or FFA chapter advisor, so be sure and connect with those folks over the next week to get those entries in. State fair entries can all be done online. And if you have any questions about those, I encourage you to contact the office or your club leader. We make sure you get all those entries done for the Cass County or Iowa State Fair. Another reminder on a July 1st deadline, if you're interested in becoming an Iowa Master Gardener, classes are forming in August of this year, and the application deadline is July 1st. So you have about one more week to get signed up to become a Master Gardener with this fall class. The format is changing this year. It is a new self-paced online training that allows you to complete the class at your own pace. Cass County Extension will be offering additional hands-on workshops during the training period to supplement the online training course. You can sign up online, the Iowa Master Gardener homepage, or if you'd like more information, you can call or email the Cass County Extension office, and we can get you signed up for the 2021 Fall Master Gardener Training. There's also more information on the Cass County Extension website about exactly what the class costs, all of the different topics covered by that class, and information about the volunteer service that comes with being a Master Gardener. It's a great program, and we have a very active group here in Cass County, and we'd love to have you join the Master Gardeners here in Cass County. Along with the gardening theme, it is National Pollinator Week. The monarch butterfly population in Iowa has declined by 84% since the year 2000, and Iowa is in the heart of the monarch summer breeding range. The ISU Extension store is featuring a variety of publications and resources this week. You can find those on their Facebook page or on the ISU Extension store website. As a reminder, the store is a depository for a variety of many free downloads and publications that you can get at no cost or very low cost. We also can print or order most of those for you here in the office, so if you find something you like, let us know. We'd be more than happy to do that. Today we're going to chat a little bit more about a publication called 5 Ways to Help the Monarchs. You can find this on the Extension store, and we encourage you to check that out. It is a publication done by the Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium. This partnership is a community-led group with a mission to enhance monarch butterfly reproduction and survival through collaboration efforts. Members are farmers, private citizens, and a variety of organizations across the state of Iowa and beyond. One of the things they are focusing on is habitat improvements, especially in rural landscapes, to target underutilized areas without conflicting with agricultural production. On their list of 5 ways to help the monarchs is helping establish monarch breeding habitats. Increasing the number of milkweeds and native wildflowers is vital to monarch conservation. Monarch caterpillars need milkweed. Milkweed are the only source of food for the monarch caterpillar, and 18 species of milkweed are native to Iowa. You can add milkweed and other native flowers, where they will gather pollen and rest for the day, to your landscape, whether that be in waterways in a farm field, establish a small monarch habitat on your land as part of a wildlife area or demonstration project. Make sure you're following pesticide labels and state regulations when applying pesticides and adjusting spray equipment to reduce drift by using low pressure and avoiding applying when wind speed is above 10 miles per hour or the wind is directed toward any monarch habitat or blooming flowers. Consider monarch-friendly weed management recommendations for roadsides and other right-of-way that can offer miles of monarch habitat such as milkweed and nectar plants. You can also establish a monarch way station, which is a garden with both nectar plants and milkweeds, where monarchs can find nectar to eat as well as reproduce. Monarchs will lay eggs on milkweed, which is the only food that monarch caterpillars can eat. Adults need nectar from early spring to late fall, and the varied blooming habits of many native Iowa wildflowers are ideal for this. Again, if you'd like more information on any of this, you can find information at the Monarch Consortium website or look up how to establish a monarch way station at the monarchwatch.org website. Happy National Pollinator Week! For more information on any of these upcoming programs or resources from ISU Extension, I invite you to visit the Cass County Extension website or the Iowa State Extension website. Find resources on the store. Follow Cass County Extension on Facebook for tips and links. Stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.